No, we've just discovered that you guys, the podcast listeners, get it better than the people who listen live, because our 6 o'clock hour is the first thing you hear, and that's when we have the most energy.
Yeah, we've got heaps of energy. So, and also you get this super rad opener.
Where we can swear. The true Em and Harley comes out in the podcast opener.
Speaking of true Harley, you can, Melbourne and Brisbane Town, I put a little show on sale. It's all just a best of kind of show. If you want to come along, tickets are at harleybreen.com.
Harleybreen.com. You would want to see my pal live. Do not miss out. You need to, the tickets are almost gone. So just
yes,
get in there now. Harleybreen.com.
What else?
Well, I don't know. I have a fight with Angelina Jolie. The painting's still missing. You told a dad joke.
Personality test.
I did a personality test.
Oh, yes. You'll be surprised with the outcome if you don't know Em.
We find out how old's too old to go clubbing.
Oh, and that can get in the bin.
Enjoy that, and we'll...
Something else will happen.
See you tomorrow. I don't...
We're going out to dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah, we're having a team dinner.
A whole team.
That'll be something.
That'll be... We'll see what happens.
Definitely drinking.
Yeah, get tomorrow's podcast because it's going to be... Please!
Keep your eyes open for a Facebook Live a bit later.
Thanks for listening.
It's the radio show that could create another radio show using their kids.
Oh, those two should totally get together.
Imagine if they wrote a speech.
Oh, what an explosion of idiot joy.
Especially because this radio show slays.
I mean, my radio craft is off its head this morning. Bloody hell. And take the rest of the show off, Emilia. Yeah. You have peaked.
You did a solicit, a hook, and a plug.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's the holy trinity.
How do you even get up
How
in the morning
you, I mean,
and not just high-five yourself?
Oh, I do. All the time.
And even when it doesn't slay, they're okay with that too.
Not everything can be a six. Sometimes you just got to have a discussion. You know? We can't always go out on a bibbity bang.
Say not everything can be a six. Is that out of... Like, not... Is that our bedroom?
Nah, it was a sporting reference, dickhead. Cricket.
Oh.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Harley Breen.
Happy Sneaky Friday. Yay. Now, explain the concept of Sneaky Friday.
Oh, you just start drinking on Thursday.
Because Friday doesn't really count.
Friday doesn't count.
In our minds,
you can
Friday,
phone Friday
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's in the bin.
Yeah, get on Thursday.
Yeah, not now.
Like, I thought it was Friday.
If you're doing that now, you have a problem and you need to seek help.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
We have a big Thursday show, as always. More favourite things to reveal. We'll be doing that twice. $50,000 at Alpha Bucks. We had a meeting yesterday. I've been told not to call Jace a dickhead on air again.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, dickhead.
That went well.
I'm not scared of you, Jace. I'm looking at all the cameras. I'm not scared of you, Jace.
You're looking around like a meerkat waiting for something to attack her. I'm not scared of you.
We have lots to get through. Dr. Trav, of course, will be joining us. We have the official age in which you must stop clubbing.
Oh, what?
Oh, I know.
When? 82.
My brain just stopped working
then. Did it? I saw it. Actually, I saw a little bit of smolder come out. Like, your brain had just voted in a new pope.
Oops. I did. That's exactly what happened. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm having a stroke.
Was it because of how good my acting was?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I got really dizzy all of a sudden.
Hey, welcome to my world. That happens to me when I get too excited.
Nah. I'm good. Okay, Sam and Harley, you got a song to play. I'll get my shit together and we'll come back and talk about an Uber driver. Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
That got pleasured at work during a drive. Uber has had to fire a driver who decided mid-fare. Who wrote this article? Did you write this? Look at the headline. Uber fires driver who decides mid-fare was the ideal time for a gobby.
Who writes gobby?
I mean, hang your
I
hat
like
up.
That, word.
I mean, that degree a... in journalism just paid for itself.
Yeah, like, be professional, you'd write oral sex, fellatio.
Or you'd be creative.
You wouldn't write gobby.
No. So we need to talk about this.
Copped a gobby.
I want you to stop saying gobby.
Gobby.
Stop. We're going to have to do this.
Inappropriate phone is at 605, where we talk about the things you should have, but we do it live.
Yes. Now, I don't know how technically Uber can fire anyone because it doesn't have any employees.
You don't get fired from Uber. You just they take away your access to the app.
Yeah, you get deactivated as a driver.
You can still drive around and get gobbies. You just can't be on the app.
131060, have you had sex at work? Basically is what we want to talk about. So this guy got in an Uber. He ordered it. His name is, I'm not even making this up, Anna Manuel. That makes me just think of that.
Anus.
Anus.
Yeah.
Anus. An annual manus. My anus. Oh, this is going to be a long 3 hours.
It is, isn't it?
He lives in Boston, Massachusetts, and he posted a video to Uber's Facebook page just kind of going, you guys, something's going on in my Uber, and I think you should know about it.
I mean, the car arrived and everything, but...
Well, it just, he's in the back seat and he's done a little like Snapchat and it says, my Uber driver right now. And the Uber driver is pashing someone.
Yeah.
And then the next Snapchat is O and the Uber driver is still driving, but the person he was kissing is now kissing his
penis.
Yes, penis. And he said, on July 16th, I approached my Uber. I noticed there was a passenger in the front seat. I double-checked to make sure I didn't select Uber pool. Nope, didn't.
Nope.
And I just thought it was a family member of sort. Not a family member. Oh. And Uber gave him a refund of $10.
That's nice.
For his trouble.
Well, no, the driver is what gave the credit, apologised, and then gave a credit of $10. It's like, soz, mate.
Can I still
this'll fix it?
Can I still have 5 stars? Will you give me 5 stars?
Give me 5 stars.
Give 5 stars. Give 5 stars. Yeah. We'll never talk about this again.
But who's pulling that situation going, so the Uber driver's picked up this woman.
Well, no, the woman was just there already, so we don't know. Yeah, we don't know where he's picked her up. Yeah.
No, I don't mean picked up as an Uber driver. I mean picked up just as a person in the world.
Yeah.
Hooked up, got it going. Yeah. But then he's got a job. He's and he's like, yeah, I'll take the job while I get a job.
Yeah.
And then thought, that the gap between the two front seats, he won't be able to see through that.
It's basically like a piece of glass.
Yeah.
Like you can't even see in from the back seat. You can.
Yeah.
131060, have you had sex at work and or witnessed this at work? Why is Brady's putting his hands up?
You should ask Christian this question.
Oh. Christian Hull.
Is this also an intervention that's happening right now?
Have you had sex at work?
Brody, the conversations we have out here that they can't hear.
Okay, talk to me now.
Well, I was still employed by this company. So I don't really want to give any details away, but I did used to do a night show and I used to get lonely.
Oh my God. You know, there's cameras everywhere in this joint.
Can I just, you know where you're sitting?
Oh.
What used to be, there was no one ever used the studio where you are.
Oh.
Maybe 2-3 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just an empty room with no cameras.
Dear Lord.
Oh my God. It's just an empty room with cameras. That will be the name of his autobiography.
That is hectic. My friend worked at a movie cinemas and quite a lot of people would get it on in the back seats there.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No good.
Just wait.
Just hold on.
Just go home.
Just calm down.
I need to hear from people who have either done this or seen this at work.
You know what I'm worried about? Where's the romance? Where's the wooing of a young man and a young woman?
The wooing. There's no wooing.
There's
anymore.
No wooing
There's swiping.
Anymore.
Wooing There's has just been replaced swiping by swiping.
And then dick pic. That's it.
There's not even a, hey, they don't even get to know each other. They don't even see each other's faces.
No.
Straight to dick pics.
Yep.
Going on.
What's happening with the youth? What is the age that you're not meant to go to nightclubs anymore?
That's later. Don't give it away. We've hooked that. That is a massive TSL. All right? People are going to be not leaving their radios to find out when they should stop going to clubs in this week-old news story that I thought got sent last night. Because I don't read my emails.
Stick around, Sydney. Figure out the pulse.
Oh, we'll call. Can I take calls? Call us. 131060. Have you done it at work or seen someone doing it at work? Write a decent song so I can at least eat my breakfast. How long was that one?
So this short. I can't even get my headphones.
Kelly Clarkson, get it together.
Kelly Clarkson.
God, hang on. I'm putting my glasses on.
Man.
Welcome to Em and Harley. You're on Today FM.
Step into our world.
Oh, it's only 3:29.
So short, so disappointing.
Oh, I love that you call the artists lazy because they are making you work more because their songs are short.
Why are you so lippy today? Why are you so uppity chatty McChatterson?
I had a coffee.
I can tell.
You're very peppy.
That's Christian Howell. He makes all the videos you guys love so much. And
what are
we're
you doing
also.
Over there? Oh, that keep cup sucks.
Taking
by the way.
Lid off my coffee. Christian, also, his podcast is unfortunately lower on the charts than us.
Oh, so, is it?
Cheers. Yeah, we're at number 4 on the comedy podcast.
Are we?
Yep, number 20 overall. Christian's not even charted.
And we do like a full hour. He only does 12 minutes.
What?
Yeah, your podcast go for
my podcast available on iTunes called Complete Drivel goes for 20 minutes. Thank you.
Wow.
There's only one good episode of that.
Yeah.
Let me guess the one that you're on.
Why haven't I been on it?
Yeah.
Guys, we're running out of time. Press on with the phone, please.
We're doing this.
Inappropriate phone is at 605, where we talk about the things you should have, but we do it live.
And I will
be on my podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm a little upset you haven't asked me to be in your podcast.
No one's been on it.
You have so many, though. Have you actually done one?
We've done 4.
Because you always talk about, I'm going to do this one, I'm going to do that one.
Oh, mate, the things I'm going to do, I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted too. I'm going to verbatim you. I'm going to read the headline that we are covering right now.
Oh, yes.
Uber fires driver who decided mid-fare was the ideal time for a gobby. Cheers. Cheers, Sydney. I'm having a little sip of my coffee after that word.
Gobby. Mm. So good. That's a nostalgic word for me.
Yeah, me too. You know, I haven't heard that word since the mid-90s.
Yeah, that's mid-90s. Absolutely, that's a mid-90s word.
It is. And so we're doing inappropriate phones at 6:05. It's the only time we can get away with saying the word gobby.
Yeah.
I'd like to throw in some jizz just for fun.
And stiffy.
Oh! Remember stiffy?
Stiffies.
He's got a stiffy.
Yeah.
No one
it was so
says
not
that
offensive.
Anymore. It was so
just
cute.
Fun. Look at his stiffy.
Little stiffy. Oh, my God. Because the word erection is so visceral.
It's really, wow. Here it is.
Like, you've got erection. Stiffy. Like, it's stiffy.
It's like the leader of an army, an erection.
Yeah, and stiffy's the goofy guy with his hat on sideways and a gap in his
and
teeth.
And slips over and knocks his head.
He's funny. Have you done it at work or seen it being done at work? Daniel and San Susi, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
What did you witness, Joe?
So I was, I think I was 15 or 16 or something. I was working at McDonald's and I walked into the cool room, saw two of the managers getting on, and I decided to make a little stupid comment. And I was like, I just came here to get some lettuce. And then I got it and left.
That was your line. That's brilliant.
Getting on in the cool room at McDonald's. But my brother walked in on somebody getting it on. Well, not really getting it on. It was three male managers in a cool room.
Wow.
Getting it on around a biscuit.
Great.
Oh, making coleslaw.
Goodness. There's a lot of hot plates in around McDonald's.
Yeah.
I suppose that's why they picked the
cool
room.
That's why they're in the cool room.
But how do you... Okay, that's an off-air question. Mark and Cronulla, hello.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
All right, mate.
What, did you do it at work or see someone doing it at work?
I did it in the Macca's cool room.
Oh, wow.
Hang on a minute.
What's going on with McDonald's?
Wait, are you Daniel's manager?
No.
What the hell is McDonald's cool room code for something?
Well, you can go in there and shut the door.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Why
isn't it cold?
It is very cold.
So how do you?
It's the cool room.
Okay. How do you
maintain?
Okay, structural integrity.
Yes, a stiffy.
In a cold environment.
Oh, that's all right.
Doesn't it, to quote George Costanza, shrink like a frightened turtle?
Only when it's sleeping.
No, only when it's sleeping.
Oh,
once
I don't know
it's
how
awake,
you walk around
awake.
With those things. Honestly, it is a mystery to me. That whole area is a mystery to me.
It's a mystery to us.
Thanks for your calls, you guys. I love that. That's funny. That's good. Daniel and Mark.
Yeah.
Both Mark's cool rooms. That's almost like we set that up, but we did not. We sort of did. Called in, and then our producer Kim came in and goes, guys, we're going to swap the order because one guy saw someone in a cool room, one guy did it in a cool room.
We're letting you see behind the curtain,
the magic
so to speak.
Of radio.
This is very simple. I clocked dad jokes last night.
Okay, now that, before we get to, obviously we need to fill 3 minutes before you deliver the joke.
Yes, because it's short. It's real short.
That is a big statement. You did walk in this morning and say, I clocked dad jokes.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is a massive statement.
Yeah.
So what gives you the right to say that? Why do you believe it is the best one ever?
I don't know if it's the best one ever. It's a dad joke.
I feel like
there's nothing good about it.
If you've clocked something, you're saying you've done every level.
Yes.
You've beaten all the dragons,
yep.
the turtle ninja up in the cloud. Yep. You've basically, yep. if Ninja Warrior course, you've got to the
right.
end of
so
it.
So at the end, there's a dad in King G's, no shirt, socks, and thongs on. And I...
You're him.
Yep, I'm him. I became
wow.
him. Because the cock dad jokes, you got to do the worst, and it was pretty
wow.
bad. So as you know...
He's at the same place.
Yes. Okay. My partner and I had just been out to dinner, and we'd come back, and as you know, I have a 5.5-month-old baby, which means not much sleep is going on.
Mm.
We've had a fair bit on. Mm. I've got some shows that are going up on sale. Hannah takes care of a lot of the admin side of things
yeah.
because I look at computers and they explode.
Same.
So she'd been doing a fair bit of work on getting some shows up for sale, which is excellent. She's an amazing person. And then we had a few other things we were preparing for last night. We got into bed a bit later than normal.
Oh.
I'm already lying in bed. We managed to get Walter to be a little bit nine-eyes.
Oh, good.
Which is good.
Yes.
She climbs in beside me and she's so tired.
Wait, do we need a drum roll?
No, we don't need a drum roll.
Do we have a drum roll?
Oh, I can find
one. Can you find me a drum roll, please?
All right, hang on.
Oh, my God. I feel like... Just ACRAs, the Australian Commercial Radio Awards people.
You get ready.
If you could just get your pens at the ready.
You get your finger on the record button.
Okay.
Christian, you're ready?
Christian, you
everyone
got,
be ready.
All right, everyone okay, ready?
Okay, here we go. Here Hannah was climbing into bed.
She climbs into bed.
Okay.
Love of my life lies beside me.
Yeah, okay.
And says, I'm wrecked. Okay. And I went, hi, wrecked. I'm dad.
God.
Okay, you're not her dad, first of all. That's creepy. And that.
And I giggled my way to sleep. I thought it was so good. Love of my life was broken. I'm wrecked. I'm wrecked. I'm dad.
And you're just lying there, cackling like a big dumb idiot. I can see you just shaking.
I advised myself.
Cracked yourself up.
Woke the baby up.
And Hannah's
like, deal with that. Not I.
Worst bloke ever.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
This show, we like to make people's lives better. Hey, Christian, can you shut up?
How is he heard?
Yeah. We are on air and I can hear you having a conversation.
Like there's three panes of bulletproof glass behind us and no one can be heard but Christian Hull.
Sorry, I just want to bring up, Brody's worked with us since day one and he sings the opener to this every time, but he doesn't know the words. And I was just teaching him, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Too much Christian today.
Yeah. There's a lot of Christian today, isn't there?
Pete Christian.
I don't mind
either. He's way more popular than us online. Yeah. We need more Christian in everything.
Christian,
I'm doing another intervention tomorrow.
Are you?
No, yeah, it's
what
great.
On?
Oh, you'll love it.
Is it who's it going to be on?
Who knows?
Any team member.
Could be anyone.
At any time, all of you, be ready.
Just have paws up. At this show here, we like to bring you new information. And I and Harley, we're both very passionate about things that make lives easier or better.
Yes.
We love new inventions.
I love inventions.
Yeah. And so we thought we'd do what's a superior new product that you've got that has literally changed your life.
Yes.
Something new. I've got three that I use every day.
Yep.
First one is I found this alarm clock and it mimics the sunrise. So
you've talked about
this. Yeah, it literally, before I was waking up, doing meh, on my phone.
It's alarming.
It's alarming. It's horrible. Ooh. Whereas this one, at 3:57, a gentle, like, think Coming to America when he wakes up to, he makes up to the string quartet.
Yes.
So it's a very gentle, and then the sun, there's a sunrise. It's just very gentle light. And I start seeing it in the corner of my eye. My body starts waking up.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's a less traumatic experience. Yes. So that I can't.
Which you need at 5 to 4 in the morning.
It's JBL Charge. It's a Bluetooth. Right, it's a Bluetooth speaker as well. So you can play your phone through it anywhere in the house.
Great.
It's a great little thing. They come in black and white. I'm not sponsored by them. I bought it. They're about $140, so expensive for an alarm clock.
Sure.
But mate, I'm never going back.
Can you travel with it?
No, I don't.
But can you?
Yes, you can.
Okay, great.
It's about the size of like a football.
I'm having it.
It's not that big. The next thing that changed my life was a squatty potty. Oh, my God. I will never poo any other way again.
Yep.
And I would love to be able to travel with the squatty potty. If someone could invent a squash-down squatty potty, it's basically a stool that goes around the bottom of your toilet, and when you go to do a poo, you put your feet up on it because that's the way humans are meant to do it.
Because it turns out that vast areas of Asia, if not the vast majority, know how to do poo.
Well, who'd have thought?
They stand beside – it's a squat toilet,
it's a
right?
squat so toilet.
They stand, there's just a hole in the ground, and you stand – and then you squat down and you're meant to poo like that.
So this
you're not meant to be sitting.
Not meant to be hunched over. This straightens your colon and delivers everything straight out. Yeah. Nothing stuck on the sides. Perfect. I can't recommend a squatter pot enough.
Right.
The final thing that I love.
Yes.
Bose noise cancelling headphones.
Oh my heaven.
God. Oh, hectic. I can't even. I will never go back. Sometimes I just walk around with them. I don't have music on.
Yeah.
I'm just blocking out my children, my husband, the world. They're the best things. I wear them on planes to sleep.
I don't know why, but I haven't bought a pair.
Harley.
Every shop I go into that have them as a display thing, I put them on and you put them over your ears and you go,
It's so good. They're also expensive, but they're an investment.
Yeah.
In everything. I cannot. So they're my three things.
All right.
What do you got?
I'm going to just do a special shout out to, I think, one of my favorite inventions in the world, which is the Hills Hoist. I just love it.
Oh, that's so boring.
No, it's not at all.
God,
have you ever played Wheel of Goon?
Yes, of course I played Wheel of Goon, but I want new things that I can go out and buy now to make my life better.
Right. Well, and also a special mention to SodaStream.
I
love a SodaStream so much. They're the best. It's so good.
That has changed your life.
And this isn't a new invention for me, but if you are a handy person around the house in the backyard.
Okay. Is this Harley's Handy Hints?
Well, it's Harley's Handy
Hints. Harley's Handy Hints.
I was gifted this in 1996, and I still have it on me every time I'm working, is a Leatherman multi-tool. They're pliers. It's a knife. It's... You can survive an apocalypse with it.
A Leatherman multi-tool.
Yeah, Leatherman.
Wow.
Our
audio producer, Mitch, said that he's got a flick comb.
Oh.
Not a flick knife. Not a flick knife. Not a switch. A flick comb.
Yeah.
Just in case for an emergency. Like Fonzie.
Might surprise you to find out that he's Italian.
Yeah. 13:10:60. What's a superior new invention that changed your life? If you bought a product that you've just, oh my God, you need to spread the good word. I love doing this. I'm going to make a list. I'm going to go and buy everything. I'm one of those people. We'll take your calls next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now? With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
Yes. Today we're doing a bit of a community service. What's a superior new invention that changed your life?
Yeah.
You, conveniently enough, love a SodaStream.
I do love a SodaStream. I wanted one since, when did they first come about? You reckon 80s?
Yeah, I thought they were bigger and they've made a big resurgence now.
And we didn't have one.
Nah.
I heard of a friend that might have had one around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, there's that kind of thing.
Oh,
they've got a SodaStream. Really? What? And so now I've got one as an adult man. I just love it.
There's so much of that happening when the baby boomers said no and so their kids have gone out. My dad used to go, you want a SodaStream? And then he'd put a straw and go, blow bubbles, here's your SodaStream.
Such a jerk baby boomer thing to do.
Good on you, Vincey. Jared in Campbelltown, what do you got? What's changed your life?
It's got to be the Greek yogurt maker.
Now, what is this wizardry?
Sorry?
What is it? Tell me.
It's like a container that you fill with water and then you put a packet of powder in and let it sit for 8 hours and bam, you got yogurt.
What?
Get out.
That is so appealing to me. Where did you find this?
My mother-in-law.
Yes. Oh, a yogurt maker.
A Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Can make your own tzatziki.
Do you know, I need to make yogurt. This is not, I'm not making this. I need to make yogurt for my chickens.
What?
They're dropping feathers at the moment, which they do. They're molting. And I called my brother, who's a chicken farmer. And I was like, what's going on? And he went, give him some sour milk or some yogurt. It'll help him out.
That is doesn't make any sense, but no. I love it.
He goes, they like the acidophilus.
Of course they like the acidophilus.
Yeah, it helps them with their feather growth and their egg laying.
I love your brother. Rebecca, hey, Beck.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What's the superior new invention that changed your life?
It's a laser tag alarm clock, so a lot like yours.
A laser tag alarm clock?
Yeah.
Explain it.
So you have a target across the other side of your bedroom, and on your bedside table you can put like a little gun, and every time you shoot it, it makes a pew-pew noise, and you've got to hit the middle of the target, and if you get it, it stops the alarm.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mate. I can't see a thing for half an hour after I wake up.
By the way, that sounds really cool, but you don't want Em or me waking up like we're in war. That would be bad radio.
Imagine just grabbing a gun. I fantasised about
it. The first thing that Em grabs to be a gun, I don't want to come to work that day.
I'll just wake up, grab the gun, I'll just start shitting.
Em and I just walk into work like this.
I'd be so angry. That alarm clock would last one day. I would throw the alarm clock at the target.
I want to get it.
Oh, my God. Imagine. It's like those alarm clocks I've heard that grow legs and run around the room and you got to catch them.
Oh, you got to catch them.
I'd wake up, I'd grab a baseball bat.
There's other ones that are like a puzzle that explodes and you got to put the puzzle back together.
No!
To turn it off, get out.
I want a gentle sunrise.
Yeah,
and that's what I've got.
I'm going to gentle sunrise.
I don't want anything like that. Rochelle. Hello, Rochelle.
No, Doug.
Oh, Dougie.
Sorry, Doug.
Sorry. Hey, Doug.
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, Doug and Kenhurst. What's changed your life?
The Glad disposable ice bag. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but let me sell it to you.
Yeah, okay. Please.
So.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got an empty bag, you fill from the top, and it fills with 48 compartmentalized ice cubes. What? It is some sort of black magic. You put it in your freezer, and suddenly you've got a bag of ice.
You pull
it apart.
Yeah.
You pull it apart, and you've got a bag of ice. It suddenly becomes something to cover owies or a weapon in the case of home invasion. So...
What a man, Dougie.
I love how that's
gone. Something that covers owies or a weapon in a home invasion.
And everything in between. Doug, that's wizard. I love that.
I like it.
I'm going to go buy some.
I'm getting it.
The
what is it called?
In my family always put empty trays back into the... Like, that's the number one thing.
I am an ice Nazi.
Oh, me too.
If it's below a third, like if you take more than a third out, put water back in
it. Oh, my God, don't even. I'm going to buy it. Well, Dougie, what's it called?
The Glad?
It's called the Glad Disposable Ice Bag. They are incredible.
I love you. I love everything about you. Well done, Doug. You're the king of Kenhurst's.
And you're welcome, Glad.
Yeah. I mean, but that's bloody great.
Yeah.
Rochelle in Ingleside, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very good, Rochelle.
What new invention has changed your life, Rosh?
So the new invention that's changed my life is actually Netflix. Now, I need to back up a bit and describe why. So I'm actually vision impaired and blind, which makes watching TV really hard.
Yeah.
I always annoy my husband. What are they doing? What are they doing? Shut up. I can't watch the movie.
Gee, that's a bit harsh. I mean, you've got a legitimate excuse, Rochelle. It's not like you're not paying attention.
True. That is true. But after you've been doing it for 10 years, I mean, it gets pretty annoying.
Yeah.
But Netflix, every single movie, every single episode, every single everything on Netflix is now audio described, which means that I can watch it. And instead of me annoying my husband saying, what are they doing? The TV will actually tell him and me. So I can watch movies in peace.
That's great. I mean, but that aside, just Netflix on its own has been life-changing for anyone.
Absolutely for me, because I'm a real techno idiot, and like all my mates were downloading illegally, and I was like, I'll be on board with that, but I don't know how to.
Yeah.
And then Netflix came along,
so easy.
And I'm like, now I can just do it.
See,
it's not required anymore, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just a strange person who spends large amounts of time on her own in a small room because she can't handle the outside world and its noise.
True.
Sometimes my energy would turn dark, and now it just turns to binge watching. So for me...
Please don't get that alarm clock that you have to use a gun.
Thank you, everyone. I think, obviously, Doug needs to get the SodaStream.
Well, and the bag of ice goes with the SodaStream. It's a perfect pairing.
Doug, thanks so much. You get a SodaStream.
Yeah!
Brilliant.
Thanks, everyone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
Right now, you all know it's time for me to reveal Em and Harley's favourite thing for today.
I'd forgotten.
I have the envelope in my hand.
Yes.
Oh, we're going through there.
Do we need to do the other jingle?
Well, we can play it later.
Okay, time's passed. Raindrops on roses and mittens on booties
and don't give a stuff about things.
Today's Em and Harley's favourite thing is...
What is it?
A $1,000 shopping spree at Sephora. Oh, yes.
Is it more
do you know what Sephora
thing?
Is?
No.
It is makeup. It is the makeup emporium.
$1,000 in makeup?
Oh, that's
is that
a good
makeup
one.
For the rest of the world?
Do you know how much glitter I could buy with that? $1,000? Yeah, no, it's good. One jar. What? It's not solid gold. It's not real diamonds. It's
isn't it?
Tiny bits of gold. I've had to start buying organic glitter because I have since found out that normal glitter clogs up the drains, bad for the environment.
Oh, yes.
So I've had to go organic
goes
glitter.
Goes out into the organic glitter.
Yeah, God.
Well, now I'm on board.
I'm going to have to get a second job to pay for the organic glitter. Jesus, saving the environment.
I'm going
to
feed it
to... Do you know how expensive it is being Captain Planet?
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's so hard to be a good person.
God.
Right now,
yeah.
I'm going to talk about the fact that there is... I've gone to war with someone. I know this is going to shock a lot of people.
What?
It's going to shock a lot of people, but I have gone to war. I got up the other day and I was cleaning the kitchen bench and I moved the toaster and I saw a little tiny poo on the counter.
Oh.
A little mouse dropping.
Scott jumped. Oh.
I know, right. No. No, tiny. Like,
tiny.
You might even mistake it for like a brown hundreds and thousand.
Oh.
You know, like tiny.
Yeah.
And I've just got.
Or a flax seed.
Or a flax seed. It could be. Or it's anything like that.
Yes.
We have a lot of. We're a grainy household.
Yeah,
we like
our
grains.
Yep.
And I've just thought to myself, no, bitch. Not on my watch. So then I started looking around and I saw just delicate little droppings in some of the cupboards.
Yes.
And then I opened up our plates cupboard and I saw a hole the size of like my fist had been gnawed and some little mouse had been working his way into my house.
Really?
No, this house, this mouse picked the wrong house.
Yeah.
He picked the wrong person.
In this house.
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger circa Terminator 2 when it comes to rodents in my house.
Judgment Day.
Oh, it's time. I'm going to nuke them all. I'm going to find them. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill their babies. I'm going to kill their mothers. I'm going to kill the whole family.
Hello to the animal living.
I don't even care. I love animals. I do.
Yeah,
but
I love
there's
animals.
There's something about mouses
little
and rats.
Dirty.
I can't do it. So I called
it. Spread disease.
Yep. Don't pull on my bench.
No.
If you want to come to my house, don't pull on my bench.
That's fair.
Or I'll have you killed.
I think it's a fair rule. The Em Russiano story. If you come to my house, don't poo on my bench
or
I'll
have you
killed.
And so I called an exterminator and I rang him. And he's obviously used to dealing with people who don't want to kill animals because he starts the whole spiel with, now, look, I have very safe equipment. We catch and release. I said, no. I don't want no catch and release.
No,
I want assassinate and no mercy. I want you to come in and just destroy whatever your most powerful poison is, double it, triple it, and then quadruple it. And come to my house and kill everything that is tiny and furry and pooing on my bench.
Run, dogs, run.
And this guy was so taken aback. He didn't know what to say. He's like, oh, but And he had this, obviously, this whole spiel about safety traps and how his stuff is environmentally friendly. I said, no, I want a new hole in the ozone layer. I want stuff that makes people's eyes water and skin peel back.
Wow.
I was so aggressive.
Napalm my house.
Exactly. Leave no stone unturned, no mouse alive.
I like the idea that your house is just a smouldering mess and there's just, you pan back and there's a mouse just doing a turn on the ashes.
Pretty much. So this guy turned up, he came, and he did. He bought everything. He bought safety stuff. Yes. He bought little traps and things. And he goes, listen, I'm not comfortable doing the things that you asked me to do.
It's illegal and could actually harm humans.
Yeah. But what I have got are these little, they're like baits. So you put them in your spaces. The mouse goes in there, eats the food, then goes away and quietly dies.
Okay.
And hopefully kills the rest of the family. And so I said to him.
In some sort of. Suicide situation.
Something. And so I'm like, all right, fine. I was not convinced. Because if I had my way, I would stand with tiny machine gun pointed at the cupboard and just say hello to my little friend when I see the mouse, right? Listen,
Lord.
I'm a kind, lefty, feminist,
you
know, bleeding
mouse
heart.
Killer.
But the one thing that when the wog comes out in me 100% when it comes to rodents. And Scott just watches my eyes roll back in my head. And so we did this bait thing and I've been checking every day obsessively for mouse poo. And I can report this morning at 4 because I get up at 4 because that's when you bust them.
Yes.
Because this mouse, he came into our bedroom. I know how I knew he was gnawing at a chocolate Florentine Scott had left since April in his bedside table.
I could just hear this.
I said to Scott, I woke him up. I go, Scott, there's a mouse in the bedroom. And I go, have you got food on your bedside table? He goes, yeah, I've got the Florentine's mum baked for my birthday on April 22nd.
Why are they in your bedside table, Scott?
Anyway, so the mouse has come into the bedroom. Yeah. So he's crossed the line. Okay, fine. You stay in your world, I'll stay in mine. Yeah. Don't you come to my bedroom. No. Don't you come up into my house or I will kill you and all your family. I can report this morning, I got the torch on the bench because you've got to get the torch. If you turn the light on, they run.
Yeah.
No mouse poo.
No mouse poo.
They're all dead.
You've killed them all.
May they rot in their graves. May they rot and never return to darken my doorstep again. Write your letters. I don't give a crap. Write them. Write all the letters you want. I don't give a shit. Come at me. I'll make a coat. I'm Cruella de Mouse. I will make a coat out of dead
mouses.
You're going
to make a dead mouse coat.
I don't care. Oh,
that wouldn't shock me.
I don't care.
If you turned up at work and you had a shoulder to floor
Kill them all.
Coat.
Kill every mouse. I don't give a shit. Kill Stuart Little. Kill them all.
Stuart Little, he's so cute.
I don't care if he can fly a plane.
He flies a plane.
I don't care.
And his mates with a
bird. I hate him. He's a mouse. Get out of my life. Write your letters. It's got m@sca.com.au. Do it. I don't give a shit.
Oh, there'll be letters.
Good. Come at me, bro. The downward spiral continues, though, Harley, for one of Australia's most iconic advertisements.
Yeah?
The Solo Man.
What's going on? You've got to work it hard to be a solo man.
That's when people cared about jingles.
Yes.
Do you remember?
And soft drink.
Oh. And it always used to trouble me that he would pour it down his chin. I just used to think about his chest hair.
It's going to be sticky.
Sticky chest hair.
Which is why he rode a kayak down a hill, because he was so sticky. He's like, oh, my God. Why did I drink it like that?
I know. He's like, I've got to get in a kayak and go down a hill. Yep. I always, as a kid, having the practical brain going, nah, that's not going to work.
It's
going to be sticky everywhere. And then his mum's going to, you're going to touch anything. His clothes are stained forever. Yep. But no, he did that because he's a solo man.
I want to see a modern solo man. So obviously it's going to be a solo woman and she drinks it and it goes everywhere because that's great. And then she gets in her vagina kayak.
Oh, yes.
That we talked about yesterday. And rides that down a hill. Eat that solo man.
Sorry. See, I didn't finish the sentence and you did.
And here we are.
Now, the solo man, our original solo man, is on a downward spiral.
Yes.
Now, he went to Thailand and got done for drug trafficking and weapons.
Solo man.
Weapons possession.
No wonder he's riding a kayak down a hill.
Yes, he was sentenced to 3 years in jail and banned from the country for 110 years.
Oh, well, it's nice he gets to go back.
110 years he was banned for.
Wow.
Now, the solo man, he's now 57 He then moved to Cambodia and this week was arrested on drugs charges and weapons possession again, and now has to face legal ramifications of that. But you Google imaged what the solo man looks like.
Now, remember what he used to look like? Yeah. He was the everyman. He was,
Actually, he looks like you.
A little bit like me. He's a little bit boony. He's a little bit... He's an Aussie bloke.
Nah, he's got a good strong jaw.
He's got a strong jawline.
No.
Moustache, stubble.
He really
good
does
hair.
Look like you.
It's me.
Oh, my God.
Now he looks like...
I don't even know how to describe him. Like Bruce Willis meets the Hulk.
Oh.
Like, I don't even know. Like,
yeah, but small. Like it's like Bruce Willis had the Hulk had occupied Bruce Willis's frame, then got out,
and the skin got left over. But he's still got a little bit of muscle.
Yeah.
And was he still covered in tats?
Yeah, he's got tats all over his arms.
But you got to think about it. Everyone's talking about this like it's the downfall of if he had an ad.
Yeah, he had an ad.
There's a big gap between downhill kayaking and ending up in a prison in Cambodia. Like, there's a massive gap.
He also has not a stitch of hair on him.
No.
Nowhere on his body.
No, that is so true. But, like, you know, he's...
And there's other solo men as well, aren't there?
Well, our friend Joel Creasy's dad was a solo man.
That's correct.
Yes, Australian comedian Joel Creasy's father, Terry Creasy.
When was he the solo man? Like 90s maybe?
I don't know. I don't know if he'd met his
mum. But he was definitely solo man.
Terry Creasy was a solo man. Yep. Go look it up. Amazing. And do you know Joel Creasy's parents met on the set of Star Wars? They were both
extras
in
the
Rebel Alliance.
Yes.
They have the best story.
Yeah.
His mum was a performer on a cruise ship. Terry was a passenger. His mum, Jen, was engaged to someone else at the time.
Oh, the controversy.
And then they met up again, like, I could be on the set of Star Wars. I think that's how it goes. And they fell in love, and they've been together ever since.
Brilliant.
And he was a solo man.
Solo man.
Different solo man.
Different solo man to this guy.
One in the Cambodian prison who looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger ate Bruce Willis and then vomited him up again.
Or Weight Watchers Angry Anderson.
The after shot.
Yeah.
We said no to roses and we vetoed the kittens. There's no bloody way we'd give away mittens. But the prizes we've got will not make you whinge. These I am and Harley's favourite things.
Just living our best lives here.
I've got my feet up.
Gee, doll. They're nice socks.
Thanks, mate.
Some blue floral. Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, aren't they? I like them.
I love that. It's a splash of colour in your otherwise black outfit.
Yeah.
I'm wearing no
lots
black.
Lots of colour.
We did play the very magical jingle for Em and Harley's favourite things. Today's prize is a $1,000 shopping spree at Sephora. Sarah and Kirui, hello, darling.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Sarah.
Oh, honey. Now, where are you currently purchasing your makeup from?
From Woolworths.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Look, talk me through that. I don't know anything about makeup. You should be getting it from where
Sephora.
Mecca. That's the place. That's Mecca, isn't it? Right.
Well, no, it's not. Mecca and Sephora are enemies, but they're the two places. I mean, Sarah, that's where you'd like to be buying makeup, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm getting married in November, so tight budget. So this would mean so much.
So $1,000 should cover half your face or something like that.
Sarah, you've got a $1,000 shopping spree.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys.
Oh, Sarah, thanks, you're going to go. You're going to get whatever you want. Oh, my God, I'm so excited for you. I wish I had a $1,000 shopping spree there. What are you going to buy first?
You're more than welcome to come, Em.
Oh, babes, don't say that. I'll come along. I'll give you unsolicited makeup advice. You won't get rid of me.
You will walk out looking like the glitter troll from Trolls.
Enjoy that, Sarah, and good luck with the wedding. We'll be doing that again before the end of the show. Be listening out for that jingle. 131060, when is too old to go clubbing?
Yeah.
When should you be hanging up the boots?
Yeah.
The study has been done, and it's been revealed that once you hit... Yes, this is a week-old news story, but I didn't see the email till last night, so it doesn't matter.
And, you know, when you say study has been done, what you mean is a small group of people have been asked...
5,000.
From the same demographic...
Millennials.
Bloody millennials.
Curry's PC World Survey. That's what it's called. I don't know if it involves curry. or if that's someone's last name.
Curry's PC World.
But if someone's
survey.
Giving me curry to fill out a survey, I think I'd be more likely to fill it out.
Oh, I'd fill out a survey for curry.
I love a green curry.
Ooh,
I
yes.
love me a green curry.
You know what I love?
Tell me.
Chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala.
Just so you know, that was invented in England.
Oh.
It's not from India. So it's just taking the chicken tikka and adding a gravy
so
to
it's
it.
It's bogan curry.
I don't even care.
It's bogan
love
curry.
It. Yeah, it's bogan curry.
Bogan curry.
Absolutely.
Okay, so millennials have come out and said it is tragic to be over 37.
Shut up, millennials.
And in a club. How dare you?
I am not old. Well, obviously, you've got 10 years left that you can
go
to clubs.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for pointing out a true fact.
Yeah, but I'm done. I'm 37 and they're saying I can't go. Now, don't even care about the fact that I don't want to go.
You hate
and
night
has
clubs?
Barely ever gone clubbing in my
Could
entire life.
Worse?
Don't like it. I like pubs, sit at the bar, have a yarn with my mates, play darts. Right? But don't you tell me I can't go to the clubs.
Don't you?
I am going to get some, what do they do? Glow sticks
yes.
and some lollipops.
Yes.
And I will.
Get on a podium.
I'll podium it
what
up.
What song are you going to dance to?
The one that everyone likes.
With the beepy noises.
Yeah, with the beep, beep,
with
beep,
Justin
beep.
Bieber
yep.
and DJ Khaled.
Yeah, and I'll have a beep, 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 and I'll show you kids how it's done.
That's right. I'm
just going to go to the physio because I hurt my back.
Don't you tell Harley Breen he can't go to a club.
How
Don't you tell him.
Dare
I'm going to go
you.
To a club right now.
Oh, is it the Ivy on the
right
weekend,
now.
By the way?
Whoa.
Yes. We're in a special cornered off area.
Yeah, that's where they put the
that's
stinky
where they put
old
the elderly.
Guys. It's where they serve tea and have a couch.
I got on a table there when we walked in, and the security guard went, get down, you'll hurt yourself.
You'll hurt yourself. So, look, the long and the short of it is, don't you tell me I can't go to a nightclub.
How
I don't
rude.
Want to go to a nightclub. I'd rather be in bed at 7 o'clock watching Downton Abbey, as we previously
yes.
discussed. But if I want to get on a podium with hard-bodied young men and have glitter thrown in my face, you're not allowed to tell me I can't. In fact,
yes.
I'm just going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
You can go. Go tonight.
I'm going tonight.
Go tonight.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Maybe.
I'm going to get up in the morning.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to a nightclub.
Oh.
Courtney in Kellyville. Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
Now, what's your feeling about how old is too old to go clubbing?
Well, I think it's a lot of bullshit because
yes.
my mom is
yeah.
my mom is 46, 47,
yes.
and she comes clubbing with me and my friends. She brings her friends along. We have oh. such a great time. I love it.
Excellent.
Wow. How old are you, Court?
I'm 19.
Just rocking it with your cool mum.
Yeah,
cool
everyone
mom.
Comments about it. Everyone loves it. And we... We're just like the inseparable pair. Everyone goes, Aww. Oh, she's your mom. And you go, well, yeah, like, she's cool. Like,
and
why
she
wouldn't
pays,
you want your mum there?
Does she pay for your drinks, Court?
We shout each other drinks.
Aww. Aww.
You know what, Courtney? You also sound like both of Em's daughters.
Yeah.
A little
Em's
bit of cello
daughter.
Going.
Yeah. Same voice, yeah. No, you. Well, I mean, that is often the joke being made by my gays that I will be taking my cello into the world. Of course, she's never allowed at a heterosexual nightclub. That's not happening.
No.
She's never allowed to go to a place yeah, yeah, yeah. where there's. But oh my God, the day Chella and I suit up to go to a gay club.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
And because I know a lot of guys who work in those clubs, a lot of my drag queen
yes.
friends work there, so I'll always have eyes on.
Yes.
Oh, like even if I'm not there, they'll be able to just be watching
oh.
her. I have a drag queen army ready to deploy to
wow.
watch my child when she hits the club scene. I mean, really, could you ask for more as a parent? 131060, how old's too old to go clubbing? We'll take your calls next. We're talking about a study that's come out and said that if you're over 37 and you want to go hit the D4, you are tragic.
Yeah.
And you should not be allowed out of the house, basically.
Yeah, you can't go to clubs anymore.
Yeah. And, like, Harley and I don't want to go to clubs.
No.
But maybe we do one day.
Yeah.
And don't you put a limitation on
my... Just tell me what I can do.
Don't you stop me from getting on a podium.
Dare you.
It was they asked 5,000 millennials.
Yeah. Well, of course they're going to say 37 is old.
I remember back in the day when I was, like, 21. A bit earlier because I was having a baby then because I was an idiot. When I would hear,
"Hi, Chella.
Oh, there's an over 28s no denim dress to impress on." I'd be like, "Oh my god, nanas, tragic, blue hair, no denim dress to impress, high waisted Levi 501s, tragic." But now,
over
like,
28 nights are pretty funny, by the way, because
no,
it's never just 29-year-olds, is it? 44-year-olds.
Ben said he went to an over 35.
Oh, that
night.
Would be
oh,
yeah.
whoa.
There'd be a guy doing hip inspections
Pretty
on
much.
The way in.
There'd be a recharge for like
yeah,
for electric
yeah.
wheelchairs there. You know the ones at the scooters they
yeah,
get on. Yeah, they'd
yeah.
recharge for that. We wanted to know though. We wanted to do our own survey. How old's a survey? How old's too old to go clubbing? Sophie in Picton. Hello.
Hi. I agree with the survey. I think, like, 35 is probably too much. Like, it's okay if you go once, maybe, like, once or twice when you're older. But those mums that you see, like, every weekend at the club that are, like, 45, 50,
careful,
I think it's embarrassing.
Well, how about this survey? I don't think you should be allowed to drink until you're 28 because you're too immature to hold alcohol. How do you like
survey.
That? How do you like that survey?
Hey, yeah, yeah. How old are you?
Yeah, but, like...
How old are you,
I'm 19.
Yeah.
I'm 19.
But you are. You've got perky boobs. You got those strap marks. You don't have spider veins behind your knees. You have to put concealer on.
Every single weekend. Like,
no, but
one of those 44-year-olds with no kids, and they're just there every weekend, like, you know, getting drunk and with all young guys.
Sophie, you are swimming in shark-infested waters right now, and I am a great watch. Sophie, can I ask you, do you know how old I am?
Say 28.
I thought you were 27, yeah.
There we go.
Okay, you're forgiven, darling. You're forgiven. All is forgiven, Sophie. You're my favourite caller. Let's give Sophie a soda streak.
Jay, didn't they say 37 and he said you still have 10 years?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's
I
what she's saying.
I am 27.
She's 27. Yeah, you're losing years.
I'm still 27.
Stop talking now, Sophie. You've won. You've won a soda streak. For calling me 27, I love you. Never.
I remember just
you
the other
do
day.
You do you, Sophie. You live your best life and you do you.
Just the other day you were 29 and now you're 27. It's amazing. I don't know how you do it.
I am Benjamin Button. Ebony, Emjamin. I'm Emjamin Button. But Ebs, hey Ebs, how old are you, mate?
I'm 18.
Bloody hell.
God damn you. Were you born in the 90s?
Yes, 98.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit. What? Why are you
how
even
is that
listening
even
to
a
us?
Thing? How do you know how to even do stuff?
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. What do you reckon? What do you think?
I don't think there should be any age limit.
Oh.
Give her something.
What do we got? Let's give you get a double pass to Baby Driver.
Yeah, there you go. Because if you're driving, it's kind of like you're a baby driver, to be honest.
Ebs, do you enjoy going out and seeing old people cutting a rug?
I do. I purposely go to the vinyl room so I can dance with the older people.
Oh, good on
vinyl
you.
Vinyl room. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what that means.
It's for people who are old enough to remember records.
The music's better, the people are nicer, and they just don't care. They have, like, no care in the world.
No standards. No. We have no standards. I'll back that up. Yep. I have no standards.
I don't have standards.
What's up? Joseph, how old are you?
Pardon?
How old are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm 18.
Bloody hell. What's going on?
It's good. We're getting the young.
We like the youth.
I think feel like he's a Generation Z. I even think they're millennials. I think they're Zers.
What do you refer to, Joseph? Well, what do you identify with?
Yeah, what are you? What generation are you?
Oh, I'm the 90s.
He's born in the 90s. I think he's a Z.
He's
I
a
think
Z.
I've checked that
Gen
up.
Z.
What do you reckon? What do you think about what's the age limit for clubs?
Oh, I reckon about 50.
50?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And is your mum still clubbing?
Yeah, my mum's 46 and still clubs.
Do you go with her or you just wouldn't be seen dead?
No, I wouldn't be seen with her.
Do you reckon she should give up the club soon, mate? You're giving her four years to retire?
Yeah, she's got 4 years to party hard.
And Joseph's taking her idea.
You're winding her up.
You're out. You're gone. Give me your keys, Mum. You're in. Here's your slippers. Here you go.
Off to the CWA with you. Make some sandwiches.
Oh, God, I'm so sad. I just feel old.
I do.
Like,
come on, that's all right.
I mean, it's nice all the young kids are listening to us.
Oh, it's great. I don't know why.
Fantastic.
Don't take any of our advice.
No,
I feel responsible now.
I'm a role model.
Are we?
I think so.
Am I a role model?
We're good role models.
Sure.
We do talk about...
Your voice went so high then trying to convince everybody.
I'm happy to be the next generation's strong female role model.
Okay.
I'm happy to be that person.
Yes.
Happy.
Whether they want it or not.
Right now we have Dr. Trav. And
good morning, everyone.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good morning.
I'm feeling old, actually, this morning.
Yeah. Did you hear those calls?
I did.
Oh, my God. How old are you now?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you've forgotten. You definitely can't go to a club.
I check myself into a centre.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, Harley, you have summoned Dr. Trav. You said his name three times, like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. And then he appears.
And here he is. You have an issue that we were talking about off air, which I found fascinating because it's kind of Well, you explain.
So my boy, Leonard, who's in grade one, there's a little friendship group, and there's some tension in the friendship group, as is known to happen with small children. And there's kind of a bit of, I don't know how to put it, you know how kids will just go, let's run away from them. There's a lot of that going
exclusion.
On.
Teasing.
It's totally teasing and exclusion. Mm-hmm. And so the some of the parents have got together and to try and solve the problem, which I applaud. And as you know, because I have share care with my older boy, so he's with me half the time. So it was his mum involved in this group of parents discussing the exclusion that's happening, and it's my boy that's getting excluded. And I just feel like maybe
that's your worst nightmare.
My worst nightmare.
Standing with another group of parents.
Yeah, absolutely. don't invite me along to that bloody think piece. Yeah. I just think that this is the age where kids are starting to discover who they are more. They're discovering their own individual personality, and maybe it's okay that these, because the parents all get along, including me. I get along with the parents. They're great. I'll continue to talk to them at school. But I just think, well, if our kids don't like each other, that's all right. Isn't it time they find their own? Their own group, their own people that they're interested in. And I guess my question to you is, what advice can you give me to give to my boy to help him through this?
Yeah, well, I'd like to know, first off, if you think the parents' meeting is a good idea.
Yes.
Well, when your child is being bullied or excluded, parents get pretty emotive about that. You know, they feel strongly about it. They want to do something about it. So
of course.
I think it's great if parents can sort of have a conversation at an adult level and resolve that. I think it's always a good idea to involve the teachers in the process because they're, you know, dealing with the situation on a day-to-day basis. But, yeah, I think it's great. But, I think you're right. You know, grade one kids, they're trying to find their in-groups and their out-groups and they're experimenting with relationships. And at one level, it's a normal thing, but it's also a great opportunity and a great time to start to teach them how to deal with rejection and how to deal with bullies. And
yes.
So that's the part that we need to sort of step up in, if that makes sense.
Well, because that's the issue. It's like it's easy for me as an adult who's already got these tools to go, mate, just don't worry about it. For him and his tiny world, this is impacting him.
That's right.
But I want to try and help him go, he doesn't need to just forget about that friend group, but just go, maybe try and focus on some other kids. Because there's another group of kids at the school that think he's the best. I'm like, well, go with that one.
Yeah.
And trying different groups is really important.
But, I mean, I think a lot of us now, especially parents now, we try and protect our kids from feeling hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like we stand in the front of the emotional bullets rather than perhaps they need to get hurt to learn that the world keeps turning and you'll get up tomorrow and things
that's
will
right.
be easier.
Yep,
that's right. And you're spot on him. I mean, we've got to teach kids and support them and be there for them and talk through the problems when they come up. And there's a couple of things. One is that, you do have to encourage your kids to try different groups. If they're not in the in-group at the moment, go and find somebody else who's more like you and hang out with those guys. And that's all a part of the process of building friendships when you're young. So experimenting with different groups is great. If they are being bullied, though, they need some tactics for dealing with that. And there's a couple of things that, you know, we try and get across to kids. One is, you know, holding your own space and saying things like, stop, I don't like it. You know, these are the tools and techniques that
they use. I love that idea, holding your own space.
Yeah.
This notion of not hurting back. I mean, people forget that bullying comes from a place of fear a lot of the time. And hurting a bully or sort of retaliating is not helping the situation, but holding your space is important. You know, maintaining eye contact with the bully when they're being bullied is an incredibly powerful way to hold your space, but we don't teach kids to do that necessarily. So these are all things that we can help them with.
I love that advice.
I do love
that's
that
so
advice.
Good. Make eye contact and hold your space.
Yeah.
That is and that's tangible stuff you could say to your kid right now. If you're dropping your kid off at school right now and they're having a problem with other kids or one particular kid, I think that's fantastic take home to school advice.
It's great advice because what was going through my head was
just. Do you want to open that Pandora's box?
Saying to my boy, just go, if he does it again, just go, shut up, idiot, and walk away, which is obviously bad advice.
Ah,
that's why I got Dr. Travis.
I back you in on that. I mean, it's no surprise. I back you in wholeheartedly on that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Kick him in the knee. Violence solves nothing.
I know. The math does not solve anything. So, see, Harley's against the parent meeting.
Right. I just feel like
I am too. For the record,
I'm in support of us talking together about what's going on with our kids, but I'm against the idea of us intervening in what I think is a group of kids finding their individuality.
They just don't like each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate most people. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. You don't have to like everyone.
That's right.
And we've got to stop teaching kids that everyone can be best friends.
No,
that's not how the world works.
And because this is the thing, right, and they're only just starting now, but up until now, their lives, everyone was invited to every party.
I know, we talked about that.
And,
that's
and
ridiculous.
Now the parties are starting to get quite selective.
Good.
Because they're finding their own groups. And so I'm just I want to be able to encourage him without saying, oh, that other group sucks.
Nah.
Hey, what about that group of weirdos over there that think you're great?
Yeah. Well, we have to teach kids that it's okay not to be liked all the time by everybody because it just doesn't work that way, right?
I only like four people.
Wow.
I'll let everyone battle it out to the death to figure out who they are. Trav, your advice today has been invaluable and fantastic. I love the idea. So, kids, if you're in the car and you're listening and you're having a tough time at school, make eye contact with that person, say no, and hold your space.
Love it.
Thank you, Dr. Trav.
Have a great day.
Good on you, mate. You too.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
I just heard a little muttering from my best pal here saying, could go today.
Yeah.
Well,
I read through.
Really?
And you know how, like, you get them most days, and most days my brain's still in bed and hasn't even turned up. And I reckon my brain could get this.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Emma in St. Mary's. Hello, my darling.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, what would you spend $50,000 on should you win?
If I won, I would take myself to Disneyland, and as a birthday present, I'd take my nearly 9-year-old daughter too.
Brilliant. I think you just take yourself and she can tag along, but it's all about you.
Put her in the
she wants to go on the rides with her mother, why not?
Good on you. All right, Em. Well, I'm handing you over to Harley. It's a good omen. You've got a good name.
All right, Emma.
Of course I do. I'm giving you.
Yeah,
I'm giving you the letter straight away. K is the letter so that you can get it in your head. And I really feel like you're a chance. There's not a huge amount of options per question, but that helps you narrow it down. So you just say the first thing that comes in your head. K, 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 K.
Alrighty.
All right. Your time starts after the first question. You have 30 seconds. We have to take your first answer. Here we go.
All right.
Name an Australian island.
Kangaroo Island.
An activity.
Kicking a ball.
An online shopping website.
Pass.
A female reality TV star.
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
A body part.
A knee.
A movie.
Pass.
A Sydney train station.
Pass.
A chocolate.
I have no idea. Pass.
A bird.
Kookaburra.
A household item.
A knife.
Very good.
You were competent.
You were very competent, very quick.
You
just passed too many times.
$600.
$600.
Oh,
sweet.
That's all right. Buy yourself some Mickey Mouse ears. We've spoken previously about the fact that Odie had to deliver a speech to her class.
Yes.
And her topic of choice was why being the youngest sibling sucks.
Yes.
And she did that speech yesterday.
Yeah.
And she did very well.
How well?
Well, she made the finals. I know. I got an email yesterday. Let me read it to you. It says from Sandra, her teacher.
Yeah.
Sandra. Hello, Amelia and Scott. It's called Great News. Hello, Amelia and Scott. Odette has been selected to be one of our class representatives in the Year 5-6 Neighbourhood Final. This will be held tomorrow, which is today, in the Year 5-6 Neighbourhood area between 11 and 1. We'd love if you were able to attend, Sandra. Can I tell you, nothing strikes fear in the heart more of a working mother than being requested to be at school at 11 a.m.
Yes. It's not easy.
No. So I have moved heaven and earth.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn up. I'm so nervous.
You do live 3.5 hours away.
I know.
From the station.
I live far, far away. I have to go and come back and go and come back. But that's okay. I feel really anxious for her, though. I feel so anxious.
I can understand.
Because her sister is kind of, I guess, known as the academic one.
Yes.
And Odie's the dramatic, dancing-y, fun one. And she's kind of had a win in an area she's not normally in. And she's so proud of herself.
And I love it because they were allowed to choose anything they wanted. And people were choosing climate change.
Yeah. Her friend did why we throw out too much waste.
Yes. We're doing.
Oh, you would love this. Yeah. A boy in her class named Donald.
Yes.
First of all, great name.
Awesome name.
Did why we should legalize medical cannabis.
He's 10.
Yeah.
Donald, if your parents are listening, I promise I'd be such a great mentor.
Good on you, Donald. So I was laughing. And then, so I thought maybe we'll give her a call. And,
yes.
We've got her on the line now. Give her a bit of a pep up. She's there now.
Hi.
Hi. How are you feeling?
Good.
Are you so excited about today? Harley's here too.
Hey, Odie.
Hello, Harley.
Congratulations on making the finals.
Thank you.
So good.
Now, how are you feeling? How's your voice? Are you all warmed up?
I just woke up.
Oh. Now, what are the things you need to remember when you give your speech today?
Slow down.
Yeah. And what's going to be our code for you to slow down?
I can't show you.
can you just give me your opening line?
Why?
Just give it to me now, just so I know you know it. Strong. Give me a strong opening line. Go.
Picture. It's a chilly day. You're in your warmest clothes. Standing on the jetty. Enjoy the view.
That's good.
That
like
is
that.
Solid.
Isn't she good?
Ooh,
I know,
I'm
baby.
I'm there.
Yeah, you're there. And then tell everyone how you end it. How do you end the speech?
Okay, what was it? Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, go.
Have you had enough of them pushing us around? Well, that's about to change. Time to rise up against our stinky older brothers and sisters. Who's with me?
That's good, but I need it more conviction than that. Yep. Like, really deliver it hard.
Yeah,
do it again.
I will.
No,
I
yell
will.
It now. Do it now.
No.
Go.
No.
Let me hear a who's with me like you mean it.
Who's with me?
All right, babes, I'm going to be there. I'll be there at 11 o'clock on the dot, okay? I'll just stand quietly in the back. But, oh, my God, just take no prisoners. Just really go in there and deliver, okay?
Okay.
Winners are grinners. Have fun. But
I believe in you, Odie.
Winning is good too. But having fun is more important. But winning is fun. But have fun.
Okay, bye.
Bye, love you.
I love you, bye.
Oh, winning is fun
too. No, it's important to enjoy it.
Enjoy
and
it.
And don't put your self-esteem in
but
winning.
But don't you come home if you lose.
But it's good. Pretty much. I'll let you know how she goes tomorrow. Yesterday, I took a personality test.
I'm awake.
Why is everyone laughing?
No, fraught. I am on the edge of my seat.
I took the Morrisby personality profile test.
Yes.
And this is one that's very renowned. It's done by employees. It's done by schools.
Yes.
And I took this test and it turns out that I am a pretty harsh, weird person.
No. Hey.
Before I give you my results, right?
I don't need them.
Well, that was the funny thing. I'm sitting here with Marcella, my eldest daughter, and she's the one who wanted me to take the test.
Yes.
And she started asking me questions, and then halfway through she goes, I know the answers. So one of the questions was, when you're in an argument, is it better to be, and you got to go strongly agree or strongly disagree,
yes.
Right? When you're in an argument, is it better to be right or have everyone get their fair say?
Let me just take some time to think about my friend Amelia's answer to that question.
Another question was, would you prefer your kid to be smart or kind?
Oh, my God.
Now, I know what I'd answer to that, and I feel very strongly about that it's more
smart,
important that your kid is kind.
Smart. Nah, they're dumb. The nerds will inherit the earth, man. You want your kid to be up there programming, coding, wheeling and dealing. The kind ones are the ones who are just left wondering what the hell happened when the nuke goes off. The smart kids are in the bunker.
Yeah.
You want a smart kid. But this one, if you're in a room full of strangers, do you prefer, would you like to be in the centre of the room or on the wall?
On the wall.
Where am I? On the wall.
You're on the wall. Oddly.
So the test started steaming at this point because
it
did not understand what was going on. And so,
unless, of course, people have bought the ticket then to the party.
Oh, yeah.
Then both of us are in the middle.
Oh, my God.
But if you haven't bought a ticket and it's just a social function, I'm on the wall.
I'm
outside.
Another question. Are you good at making new friends?
No.
Nope.
No. I'm not good at keeping old ones.
I like four people.
Yeah.
And I'm letting everyone fight it out to the death.
Yeah. I'm just dwindling at the moment.
So my results came in. I want to tell you, first of all, it gives you the other famous people you're the same as.
Right.
My personality type is a debater. I'm a type A.
Yes.
And I'm a debater. And hang on, Marcella's just sent me the results. It says, The debater personality type is the ultimate devil's advocate, thriving on the process of shredding arguments and beliefs and letting the ribbons drift in the wind for all to see. So true. I love that. It also says that other people that are like me, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Right.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Right.
Yep.
Celine Dion.
Oh, does not surprise me.
Thomas Edison.
Wow. I haven't met the guy, but sounds right.
So I am so happy with these results. It turns out that I am 60% extrovert, 40% introvert.
Yep.
So that all makes sense. It also says that I am observant. I have some feeling. I am 75% judgmental.
75%.
Don't judge.
I would query that.
It did not.
I would query that 75%.
Depends on the day.
I think that's a low stat, that one.
Do you know? Observe and comment. It's different.
Yeah, you judge 75% of the time and 35% of the time you observe and comment.
Everyone listen. Everyone, I see with my eyes. I take in the information. I process it.
And then no one asks, but you give your judgment.
I'm a radio announcer. I get paid for that function. If you don't like my opinion, what the F are you doing here? And that's all I have to say about that. Vanity Fair have just released a new issue, and their cover story is Angelina Jolie. Yes. Talking about, very openly, her breakdown, the relationship of her breakdown with Brad Pitt. Now, there's something she said that has made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. I just read it then, and it's challenged me. Seriously.
What is it?
She said, I was very worried about my mother growing up a lot. I don't want my children to be worried about me. I think it's very important to cry in the shower and not in front of them. They need to know that everything's going to be all right, even when you're not sure it is.
And why is that confronting you?
My kids have seen me down and out lots of times.
Sure.
But they've also seen me bounce back.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you should hide that you're sad from your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they need gory details.
I think it's an age-appropriate thing.
But I think when I'm sad, and my kids are both very smart girls and very sensitive,
yep,
especially after the miscarriage, I was sad most of the time.
Yes.
And I couldn't physically hide it from them. And
no.
Odie would check.
And nor should you.
No. And I just think hiding your... I'm sorry, Angie. Sorry to screw with you, Angie.
Yeah.
But I think hiding your emotions from your kids kind of maybe teaches them that they need to hide their emotions. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. I think there's an age where there's certain things... You know when you discover that your parents get hurt and your world crumbles?
Do you remember the first time you saw your mum or dad cry?
Yes. And the world was like, what? I thought you guys were superheroes.
Yeah.
And it's a moment of growing up where you're like, oh, okay, you're not. And I just think that's an age-appropriate thing. I still try and hide that kind of depressive darkness elements of it from Leonard. Yeah, absolutely. I think he's too young to have the weight of the world on him. He should be, you know, blowing bubbles and climbing trees.
Yeah.
And then there's a certain age, which I definitely think that your eldest girl, Marcella, is at, and probably to a lot of degree, Odette.
Well, Odie's the first one to notice.
This is the world.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not always blowing bubbles and climbing trees.
Yeah, it isn't. And But then they will always see me work through it.
Yes.
They'll see me get up the next day and say I love you and be smiling and functioning. And I think that that's an important lesson to teach, especially little girls. I read that and we weren't going to talk about it. And then it just struck a little thing. And then I did that thing of, oh God, you know, when you react, am I doing the wrong thing by showing my emotions in front of my children?
Yep.
But I'm a walking emotion. I don't know how not to do that. So
I think honesty is the most important thing for the kids.
I mean, I agree with not arguing in front of your kids with your partner.
Yes.
And I've been guilty of that. Yep. 100% Scott and I have done that, and now we're good. But in the days before we separated, my kids heard things that they should never have heard.
Yes.
You know, horrible things.
Sure.
But, I mean, not too bad. Just things like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Negative
things that we have talked to them about and done counselling about. But I just think it's really important not to shield your kids from real life sometimes, age appropriate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you're sad, that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Because it teaches them it's okay to be sad. So... I'll disagree with you, Angelina Jolie. On Saturday night, Harley, as we know, I hosted the Diamond Ball. It was to raise funds for the Children's Cancer Institute.
A great charity.
Great charity. Fantastic. They got their target of $350,000.
Yep.
And some of that money was raised by us, this station.
I like that you're taking the credit.
Our boss Gemma joins us.
Gemma, generously. Hello, Gemma.
Now, Gemma, people are all in a flap over you. They can't believe how young you are.
Yes, did you see that
you
on the socials?
No.
How young is the boss lady?
I need to go on and have a look. And
one comment was like, I want to hear her story. It must be amazing.
Clearly there was a good filter over it or something.
No, no, you do have a good story. I mean, you are the most powerful woman in radio and you're 35.
I'm not, but I mean, I'm 30. Actually, I'm 34.
That's just like Em to make herself younger
you
and you
I'm
older.
I'm not the most powerful. No.
You are the most powerful woman in radio. And you are interesting. You're best friends with Nicole Kidman. You were EP on other very powerful radio shows. You have a very interesting backstory. But the best thing about you is that you're generous. You've got a generous heart and spirit.
Right. Where is this going?
And if you've missed it, we bid on a... bid on a painting
at
the charity.
Interesting.
We bid.
Gemma generously donated money
thank
to a charity.
You, on thank you, Harley.
On my behalf, she
on the company's behalf. We're going through this again. Yep.
And so we purchased a David Bowie painting done by the incredible speed painter. His name escapes me now. I think it was Brad something. And he threw glitter at it and it went for auction for $8,000, which the company have donated to the Australian, to the Children's Cancer Charity. The painting
will live at one of the company offices.
No,
that's right. The painting is obviously for the team. So yes. We thought we'd take turns with everyone because, you know, we're a big family here.
Yeah.
And I am the matriarch of the family.
No, and one of the important things is I don't have favourite children.
Yes.
But you do. Because all parents say that and then we secretly have a favourite child.
So we went through all this earlier in the week. So I'm a bit confused as to what's going on.
I still don't know. And where's the painting? It is now Thursday.
And this happened on Saturday.
And Gemma.
And there's
Jemima,
no painting anywhere.
Jemima Fordham! Where is it?
No. Okay. So let's just quickly go through the steps, okay?
Right.
So on Saturday evening, my husband and I had to leave because we had two small children at home and a babysitter that needed to leave. So had to go. Said to you very, very clearly, I have to go now.
Yes.
I need you to collect the painting.
And what did I say?
No problem.
But I had 57 responsible champagnes by that point.
So I assumed that you and Scotty took the painting.
No, I...
You shouldn't assume that.
So that's why when you said on Monday, I don't have the painting.
We still, neither of us know.
No, but you told me on Monday after the show that your lovely manager Lena is getting the painting.
Yeah, I text Lena just before you walked in, dude, where's the painting? And she said, we have been unable to locate it.
Gemma, this really falls on you. Em has been through at least half a dozen show folders. She can't even hold on.
I don't even know where my kids are right now.
She'll turn up without her car keys in her car. I'm like, I don't even know how you got here.
So sometimes I leave them on top of the roof.
Yes.
Yeah. So this legitimately is turning into where is the David Bowie painting?
Okay, so we now have to do a call out on air for anyone who was
at
the event.
It's a big glittery painting. There was a lot of Sydney siders there. It was a big glittery painting of David Bowie. Okay, so legit.
It's one of our favourite things. If you find it, it's yours.
No! Okay, so the latest on the Bowie painting is that my management can't locate it.
Okay, well, we need to find it because yesterday I had a meeting with our CEO.
Grant.
My boss.
He's a big fan of
it. So he's a big, big boss. And he's very excited about the David Bowie painting. And I said that he could have it first.
No!
Which is fair.
No!
Seeing as he's the boss man.
So now we really need to find the painting.
Shit. Why did you promise it to Grant? Are you stupid?
We can do another one.
I could do it.
I'll just speed paint David Bowie. Easy.
All right, Gemma. We'll get on to that.
Can I please... No, this is no joke. Can I please have an update by the end of the day?
Sure, yeah. If I don't phone you, it's traffic. It's really bad traffic.
She gets the painting, I want a goat.
Shut up. I want a goat. If he gets a goat, I get a goat. Can we get a show goat?
I want a show goat.
Oh, my God.
Get a show goat.
Gems, Jemima.
See, I deal with all the big problems in this job.
Can I get a show goat, please? I want a show goat. What do we call it? Let's call it girlfriend.
Okay.
Girlfriend the goat.
Yeah.
Even if it's a boy.
Yeah.
And you go,
definitely.
Girlfriend!
Yes.
We're
getting update. We're getting...
Jason said, is the $8,000 refundable if we can't find it?
Jason wants to know if we can... You're going to take money back from a charity? Old Shiny McShinerson?
Jace Ellen, Jace. 2017. Can we take some money off the kids?
Sure, man. We'll just take it back off the Children's Cancer Institute.
Jace.
Good on you, mate. God, human of the year.
Jace
at
Allen.
Jace
at
Allen.
SCA.
And we're not allowed to call you dickhead.
You're a dickhead, Jace. Jemima's getting us a goat and Jace is stealing money from children. What has become of the leaders of this company?
Wow.
We said no to roses and we vetoed the kittens. There's no bloody way we'd give away mittens. But the prizes we've got will not make you whinge. These I am and Harley's favourite things.
Crystal in Campbelltown, hello.
Hello, Crystal.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Believe it, honey. You've got a $1,000 shopping spree at Sephora.
Oh, my God, I love you guys.
Oh, good on you, Crystal.
Never you won anything in my life. I seldom eat raffles at work and I never win them either. I can't believe it.
Oh, honey, you can go in and buy all. You can. You know, you feel guilty when you spend money on lipstick and stuff like that. You don't have to feel any guilt. You go in and get the best of the best, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I thought I could have to pay some makeup because I can't afford it. And this has just made my day. Oh, my God. This is amazing. I can't believe I got through to you guys.
Congratulations. You did and you deserve it. And you go there and you just buy the most ridiculous products you can find. Buy albino
glitter,
seal. Yeah, glitter.
Albino spiel sperm caviar, like face mask.
And then for like $1,000, you've got enough makeup for probably a year if you're a normal person or a day if you're in.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I have been calling every day and every day, even done a post on Instagram 300 times. I called one day and I just thought, today's the day I'm going to get through.
You did.
I'm going to do it. I listen to you every day. Even my son plays Alphabucks every day. He's like, Mum, you got to do it.
Yes. Well, if your son's good, get him on.
Yeah, God, no one else can win.
He rang this morning. He got 800 this morning. He's like, I could so win this, Mum. The Emraciano Radio.